You're listening to House and Shambles Podcast, your place for all things Hogs, Mavs, Cowboys, Titans, Rangers, Stars, and much more, including the biggest rivalry in sports, Duke, North Carolina. Thanks for listening. This is the House in Shambles Podcast.
Let's get into some Hogs.
Do it. Let's do it.
We're going to do football?
Yeah, that's why. With signing day and all that coming up, that's a good idea.
All right. Welcome into the House in Shambles podcast. He's David. I'm Ian. We're going to get into some Hogs football, recruiting, all that. Looking forward to next season.
Remember, people, the early signing day has already passed, and the official national signing day will be this week.
Which there's still a few guys that still are unsigned that are verbal commits. You got Kenelon out of Mansfield, Hudson Henry, Amonte Spivey.
Adonis Ote.
And Treylon Burks are all verbals that aren't. There's still more people that could sign. Those are just the verbals that I think will sign anyways.
Yeah. There's word on the street that Ote and Spivey are questionable, but I don't know how much of that I believe. I don't think that they're going anywhere. I think that Ole Miss screwed around too long and waited to try to go after Spivey as hard as they are now. I think they waited too long. And I think that all these other big schools like USC waited too long to try to get Ote too, so I don't think he's going anywhere either.
It's a big get. He's a big corner.
Bro, if we can get Adonis on campus, man, that's basically an Adoree Jackson.
Yeah.
He's that type of player. He can play both ways.
Yeah. He's definitely one of those guys that's listed as a corner, probably rather play corner, but could play receiver.
Yep, or running back. But
punt returner, you just put him anywhere.
I also think that we get another one, maybe one or two more pickups, honestly, somewhere along the lines. I'm thinking that we're going to get that Lakia Henry kid from Louisiana, or I think that's where – I think he's from Louisiana. That linebacker.
Oh, I know you're talking about.
Yeah. I think we get him and, like, maybe one other guy somewhere else at some other position. But I don't know. I haven't heard any more on new guys, really. But other than him.
What we haven't been able to talk about, because we haven't talked Hogs in a while. I mean, if you want to, you can go back and listen to some of our Hogs talks from last summer. Some good discussions that went on. But we haven't had a chance to talk about Hicks, which is funny because I showed all these highlights, broke down these highlights of Hicks at SMU, and now he's going to probably be the starting quarterback for at least a couple weeks.
Right.
If not just until KJ's ready. I don't know. Hicks start all year.
I think he starts all year. I think that you'll see KJ play a little bit in the first 4 weeks with that redshirt rule or whatever. But I think after he plays his four a lot of games or whatever, I think that he's probably going to get the red shirt and just learn from there.
Unless KJ just jumps on campus and, like, just shreds everything
right. And
starts putting up numbers like he did in high school, which I don't think will happen.
Unless
he does things like that, I think it's Hicks' jobs all year. And then next year, KJ comes in full head of steam, ready to go.
I agree. That's exactly what I think is going to happen. But I also heard that, yes, we have Hicks, but I've also heard that we might be still looking at another grad transfer quarterback.
That way you could go ahead and redshirt KJ?
Yeah, go ahead and redshirt him. Maybe, I guess, but maybe it's just for competition. I don't know.
Yeah, at this point after last year, you can't have too many arms.
Oh, no, you can't. What we had last year ain't going to cut it.
Well, absolutely not. Two wins ain't gonna cut.
Because I don't know how much truth there is to it, but I've heard that we've looked into Nick Starkle from A&M, and I've heard that we looked into Shane Bichelle at Texas. So I don't know if we're still looking at that, but maybe, maybe not.
I like Shane Buechele. I mean, I'm not a huge Texas fan, but I watched enough Texas games to kind of get a feel for him.
I'm not a Shane Buechele fan, really. I don't think he's great, but he's definitely better than anything that we've had.
Well, of course, anything's an upgrade from what happened last year.
Well, even not even just last year, just better than anything we've had since basically Tyler Wilson.
I would agree with that.
I'm sorry. I ragdolled the freaking Allen brothers, but Lord Jesus, after what I saw last year, I can't say another bad word about them.
It's just we got spoiled with quarterbacks like Ryan Mallett, talent-wise, and Wilson, that when you took a little step down, they just looked – if you compare them to them, they didn't look so good. But if you compare what we had on campus last year, it's like, well, maybe they weren't so bad.
I mean, they were bad. Maybe it was that they were bad and these guys were just atrocious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least they were consistent. At least you knew what you were going to get out of them.
I mean, I'm not going to bang on them because they're good kids, man. I'm not going to bang on them as people, but as far as – playing quarterback in the SEC, that's just not going to work. You got to have more talent than that.
Yeah, but in my opinion, it's just quarterback play has kind of been lacking for years.
Yeah, true.
Because if you look in the NFL and look at all the quarterbacks starting, there's not very many that came from SEC schools.
Not very many, but there's some.
Yeah.
Here and there.
You still need a competent quarterback or you're going to get ran over.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You got to have one that's going to be able to run the offense. And I think that's what I like most about Ben Hicks is because he actually knows the offense and can run it. And we ain't got to worry about him making stupid mistakes because he doesn't know the system.
Yeah, at least it's like having another coach on the field helping
him. And keep in mind the receiving class that we have that he's going to be able to work with. It's like he's going to be able to work with another Cortland Sutton with Trey Knox.
So you got like three of them there, at least 6'3".
Well, Petway left.
No, I know, but you got Traylenburg 6'3".
Shamar
Nash is 6'3". TQ Jackson is 6'4".
True.
Like you already mentioned.
And then you have that guy.
Trey Knox is 6'5".
Then you have that guy from Kansas that was a transfer last year.
He's like 6'5".
Yep.
Talking about we're getting big on the outside.
Mm-hmm. Real big, real fast.
Yeah. Thing is, can we block it up? That's the real big question mark I have going forward is Can we block it up and can we get after the quarterback? Hopefully, the two new signees, Zach Williams and Soli, both are second-generation Razorbacks. Mm-hmm. Both are – I think Williams is more of a hybrid defensive end slash
– Yeah, the end
linebacker. Outside. Yeah, but I think he's going to be one of those that, yes, he's a linebacker, maybe by position definition, but he'll be rushing the passer more than anything.
One – I think I'm looking forward to defensively anyway – for this team this coming year is going to be Dorian Gerald.
Oh yeah, he's a monster.
Playing opposite side of Sosa now. Like I thought he was going to do a little bit more than he did last year, but I think this year he really comes on.
You want to know a kid that really, really has me excited? When they first signed him, I was like, he's a little undersized. That's Zach Zemos.
Yeah.
He's a little weight-wise, a little undersized, but I think once he gets on campus that he'll put some weight on and he'll be a matchup nightmare for tight ends in the SEC because he can run with them. He's 6'4".
Sure.
A wide wingspan, is very athletic. He's going to be a great – hybrid defensive end slash.
He's gonna be kind of like a Shaq Thompson was at Washington.
I think he's gonna be kind of one of those hybrids that he can walk. He will be kind of flirting in between safety and
I agree.
Outside linebacker. He'll be more of an outside linebacker, but when we go man to man, he won't have to come off the field and he'll be able to sit in there and play linebacker position wise, but almost look like a safety.
Yeah.
Because I think he can cover more than just tight ends. I think he could man to man cover some receivers in this league.
Also, don't forget on defense the guys we have coming in too, and that is one oracle. The one oracle of Arkansas football, and that's Colin Clay.
Oh yeah.
That guy is going to play major amounts of time this year.
Absolutely. I mean, this is probably talent-wise the best class we've ever seen come into Arkansas.
Oh, absolutely.
On paper. I'm saying on paper.
Oh, absolutely. I ain't got no doubt.
That recruiting class with Darren McFadden, Peyton Hillis, and
right.
Yeah, that whole group right there. Those were the best.
Those were the best.
Now this class should, on paper, be better than that class.
They should be right there with them.
At least this is probably the best. This has got to be the best receiving class we've ever had.
Dude, if we even get a third of what we've offered in the class for next year, good grief.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of interest. I think we start winning and start looking like a fun football team and a fun offensive football team.
Because we have guys, we're in the ears of people now that we're making top fives and top threes for guys that we at one point in time weren't even looking at because, well, we flat out knew we weren't going to get them, so they didn't even bother trying.
Yeah. And then you got a defensive coordinator name that can attract all these guys. It's like, hey, I can put you in the NFL. And he's not wrong.
Yeah.
If nothing else, he's going to recruit these guys and then get them ready to play at the next level.
That's true.
And I don't even – if we, as long as we can get after the quarterback, I think that's what killed Arkansas so much last year. Didn't get enough pressure on quarterbacks.
Yeah, that and – bad secondary play and bad offensive line play.
But when you don't get after the quarterback, I don't care what kind of secondary you got.
That's true.
They're going to pick you apart.
That's true.
Especially if you're playing man-to-man against studs like Ole Miss has.
True.
Or had.
That and Alabama, too. Don't forget, Alabama's got really good receivers.
I mean, when you're playing against NFL receivers almost every game – you don't get after the quarterback, those receivers are going to get open. I don't care who you have covering them.
Facts.
So.
I'm really looking forward to this year. I know it was a rough year last year, but I'm really looking forward to it because I think that, like, I really do believe that we're going to be bowl eligible this year. I really think we're going to go from 2 to 6 wins. I really, really believe it.
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I'm excited.
The majority of our non-conference games are winnable games.
There was a lot of games last year that were winnable that I think with competent quarterback play, better play in the trenches, I think this team wins more games. Because last year, should have won the Colorado State game if you can control the ball.
Yep.
We just got destroyed. I'm not even going to say we should have won the North Texas game. We just got destroyed.
Yep.
We were beat mentally.
Yep.
Should have won the Ole Miss game with competent quarterback play.
Yep. Too many what ifs last year, but a lot of that last year was the fact that we just did not have guys we needed to run the system. Now we have some of them.
I think it all comes down to competent quarterback play and winning in the trenches. I'm going to keep repeating it because it's the dang truth. If you can get good quarterback play, win in the trenches, you can win in this league.
And I said it last year, and I'll say it this year, we better not see Colton Jackson on the field. I cannot believe that he's still on this team. We better not see him on the field again.
Oh, I know. I was thinking of –
No. You're thinking
– You know who I was thinking
tight
of.
Tight end.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. That Alabama game was terrible.
Dude, when you have a play on tape where you're just standing there and you don't try to do anything, I'm sorry, why are you here? Like, why are you here?
They better not what I can put it. I ain't going to say that, but I'm just saying that looked bad.
Like he just stood there. He didn't even move. Like, why are you here? Go.
But
you're free to go.
I will add some things about that. We may on this. This is our podcast. We may say players' names like that. Like you gotta be, they gotta be accountable. But at the same time, you don't need to be on Twitter adding them or adding their mom, adding their dad, questioning.
Oh, I'm not
like that.
Yeah, but on podcasts where we're talking about the team, they're fair game.
Well, absolutely, but that's what I'm saying. Like that's what I'm kind of segueing this into the fan base. Like. It's our fan base is crazy, man. Like, it's so crazy. Like, had a problem with coach going to watch his son. Had a problem with player. Now, do I think what happened at the Mississippi State game should have happened? No, I don't. But I understand it. You suspend the kid, you keep moving. But the fact that people on Twitter like were adding his mom and saying this is all because you didn't raise your kids, like that's I'm drawing the line, that's too far.
I agree,
that is way too far.
That's one thing I don't do. I do not go after the kids. Like I won't say names, I won't at them, I won't do that. The only way they end up getting added by me is if I'm in a conversation with somebody and they happen to be there and I don't notice it. Like, I will not personally seek them out. I don't do that.
Yeah, like, come on, people. Y'all got to – y'all are grown folks. Act like it.
I might talk in hypotheticals about who it is without saying their names, but, yeah.
My thing is I've seen a lot of hate. A lot of writers are like, y'all are trying to stir shit. No, it's their job to write, and if y'all read into it and stir yourselves up, that's your own fault.
True.
Because she wrote an article about a joke. It turned out to be a joke. It didn't really read like a joke to me. And maybe to other people.
Yeah, it didn't read like a joke to me either.
I can see how it's a joke now. I mean, I can see it now, but I'm just saying if you don't know context.
My thing was, it's just like, was that actually a joke or was it one of those things that's like you saw that people got mad and you're like, oh, we were just kidding. Like.
Joke, and it wasn't ever going to say, oh, it was a joke. He was just doing it and fans like completely freaked out. And all this goes back to social media interaction that we talked about last summer.
Mm-hmm.
About how...
It's funny how all this stuff comes out after we've already spoken on it long, long ago.
Oh, absolutely. I don't mind players having social media. I enjoy it, but I'm just saying, don't need to be piping at fans and stuff. Like, just post what you want to post on social media. Like, some players, like, I want to say it was... not Trey Green. Who was it? Not Drake Greenlaw, the other linebacker.
Scooter Harris.
Scooter Harris. He posts all the time about his favorite pro team and stuff. And I'm cool with all that. Just be smart and don't interact. You're not dumb for interacting with them, but they're idiots, so it's going to make you look good. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, don't deal with idiots. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Because there's plenty of idiots out there.
And let me just say something for the folks that try to bash on other fans for talking to recruits. I get telling people not to like hate on recruits, but to put them in the same category, like talking in a negative light to recruits and talking to a recruit in general, whether it be good, bad, or otherwise, it's completely out of the way in my opinion, because like, I don't see anything wrong with congratulating a kid on committing or something like that. Like, people freak out about, oh, it's so creepy that you talk to a kid or even recruit or even add a kid or a recruit or whatever. It's like, it's just creepy and weird. Like, what's weird about telling a kid that you're happy to have them?
That's not weird. What's weird, what's crazy to me is when people don't go to, like, I knew the dude from Camden, Wilkes, or whatever. I knew he was going to Oklahoma. I just knew it.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that people got on there and were like, I hope you suck at Oklahoma. You won't ever touch the... Come on, grow up. Be bigger than that. Just say, I hope you have a good year. We'll be the hometown state will be rooting for you.
That's my
all you got to say.
My thing is, if it's us, I'll congratulate them. If it's not us, then I won't even bother with them.